Hey.
See, good. Someone else did it. They started talking when I put them on the air. Go ahead, ma'am.
Me?
No, hang on. We're going to be right with you. We're talking to the other ma'am, okay?
Evacuate.
Ma'am?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Who's this?
Annie.
Drew.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, Annie.
Lashana Tova.
Lashana Tova to you as well. Baruch Atoya Adonaya Lachinam Elachalon Laka.
Latke.
It's a character.
Don't forget the sour cream.
Oh, that's right. Or applesauce. Those are traditional toppings for us, further proving that Jewish food is
sour
horrible.
Sour cream. All right, sweetie, good luck to you and yours.
Thank you. Is that all
You're
you called?
Welcome.
Oh, that's all you called for?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Good luck to you and yours. How young of a lady might you be, Annie?
66.
Yeah. Where are you riding the storm out like REO Speedwagon
sang about? Riding it out. Man, I'm halfway to heaven by now. I'm in Port Charlotte, Florida.
Have you ever heard Port Charlotte called Port Toilet before?
I didn't say that. It was a, bad connection.
That's great. Annie, you're the greatest. You're a real pisser.
Let's cut the small talk and get dirty.
Oh, hey, shut up. Just let's hope we all make it through.
That's a spirit, sweetheart. You sound like you're nipping at the old granddad whiskey today. What do you?
Man, I just ate a piece of pork spare rib. I didn't say that at Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
wait a minute. Hold on one second. You say Lashana Tova and you're eating pork?
And I cook it better than you ever could.
All right, well, I don't cook a lot of pork, but I bet you do. Wow, that's pretty amazing to me that you would celebrate a Jewish holiday and eat not kosher.
Who said it wasn't kosher? I blessed it and called it chicken.
I don't think you can do that, Annie. Well, you are something else, Annie. People are calling you Drunk Annie on the Twitter machine.
I don't give a hoot. But, Drew,
ma'am?
Let's please hope for 15 or 20 seconds that we all make it through the night.
All right. Well, I mean, I'll hope for longer than that I make it through the night. Just for 15, 20 seconds. And then we'll start thinking that we're all going to die.
You don't want to take a minute's worth of silence and pray to God, do you?
Well, I found that moments of silence rarely work well on the radio. The impact is lost after 2 seconds when people start scrambling.
You could ruin your ratings on that spare time.
Put down the rib, Annie.
I'm just wishing us all well.
All right. Well, I'm wishing you well. Yes, Seth, a question for Annie.
Annie, do you like to be naked during the hurricanes?
Me? Only if the cops turn their heads.
All right. So if they're evacuating and you're nude, you would appreciate if the law enforcement officers would turn their heads out of respect.
They know better.
Okay. What's the? Can you give us some galoshes on the ground? What's it doing over there in Port Toilet?
Right now, it started to get dark, and then it lightened up, and a few raindrops fell. And I'm concerned for flooding.
All right. Thank you. That's actually the most accurate weather report that we've received.
Annie, if you could pick one man to spend this hurricane with, would it be Uncle Luke Skywalker or Rodney Dangerfield, RIP?
Mm. My son.
Aw. Is he still with us?
Yeah, I don't know. Right now, he's watching after two teenage girls out of state, and he's good to go.
That's good. Well, I hope that you ride the storm out down there in Port Toilet very well, and I love hearing from you. You're a true fan of this radio station. And
I really am.
I know.
You know, even with your shortcomings, and don't nobody assassinate Johnny B. I got to get that boy on the better side of the fence.
What side of the fence is he on?
Oh, banana peel side.
That's a very slippery slope.
Ain't my problem. He's a young pup.
Pup. She said pup. Okay. Can we go back to the shortcomings part where you said about the shortcomings? What are my shortcomings? I mean, I know I have
yours.
Them. Yeah.
I never mentioned your shortcomings.
Oh, I just heard shortcomings. So I,
we all got them.
Well, sure. I would never deny that, but. Okay. What are your shortcomings, Annie? I can't see.
Mine? I don't even reach 5'2".
So you're a smaller framed woman.
Oh, am I little, except for above the waist.
Got some tick bitties is what you're telling me.
Oh, say who?
I need that soundbite, Nikki.
Is she a regular caller to the bone?
I think I heard her on mic.
I've never called in before. Everybody lie. I'll swear to it.
All right. I thought I heard you on Mike's show once, but am I wrong? You've never called?
Only once.
All right. Well, you made quite the impact.
You're a gem.
Me? Yeah, Garnet. F. Mo.
Why don't you like Mo? What did he do?
I didn't say I didn't like him. I think he's a sweetheart.
Oh, I thought you said F Mo. I'm sorry.
She said Ask Mo.
Oh, I thought she said F Mo. Like Stern
would
fans
you like
say
me
F
to
Jackie.
Put my dentures in so I can enunciate?
No, 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 no. Keep those bad boys on out. I appreciate it.
Yum.
Gum job.
Drew, you're a sweetie, and you're up and coming, and I'm rooting for you.
Thank you very much. Up and coming, that's nice to hear at 47 years old. One might argue that I'm on my way down, but you think I'm up and coming, and I like that.
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. And thank you, and it's been lovely speaking with you. I hope you have a great afternoon. Stay dry and safe, Annie, and thank you for your support of this radio station and the kind words.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Yeah, look, I am too, but I hope I get wet instead of stay dry. I love the raindrops.
Well, if you've if you're looking to get wet, I guess a hurricane is the right place. You know, I think I remember all the words to life, l'chaim. Would you like for me to favor you with a tune before we let you go for the free pork, Annie?
Oh, God bless you. Go for it, boy.
Boy.
I don't even know if she's Jewish.
Oh, are you? You are Jewish, right? You wish us a Lashana.
Not only. I'm also Israeli.
She's Israeli, so clearly she knows L'chaim.
A bit of a sabra.
What does that mean, Sam?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
You'll figure it out later.
All right.
Tukis.
to life, L'chaim. L'chaim, L'chaim, to life. One day is honey and raisin cake. Next day a stomach ache. Drink L'chaim to life. Our great men have written words of riddle to be used when heartache must be faced.
Zero might object.
Zero might object. Oh, Zero Mostel, the fiddler on the roof.
Yeah,
I get that reference.
I took my mother to see him in New York many years ago.
Who day and night must scramble for a living? The father, the papa, tradition.
When you learn to play the fiddle, you call me back, all right? You get my number. God bless you guys. I just want us all to be safe.
God bless you, Annie. And after the storm is over, I'll be calling you and asking, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
Oh, God bless you. You can call me anytime, about 24/7. My phone might ring.
And Betty, when I call you, you can call me Al, all right?
No.
Thank you. I would like to pit Nick against the guys in Set It Off. In a game of Set It Off versus Set It Off, I'm going to give you a quote. You are going to tell me whether it is, and by the way, we'll take our first two contestants at 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I'll give you a quote. You're going to tell me if it is a lyric from Set It Off, the band, or if it is a line from Set It Off, the movie.
Oh, my God, yes.
So
let's go.
Okay, so I'm the one who has to answer these questions?
Well, we'll alternate. We'll see if the guys in Set It Off know their own band and their music. And
you'd be surprised.
I know.
And Nick, if you win, we'll promote your show on Saturday.
Well, if I win, I want free tickets to Set It Off tonight at State Theater.
Done.
Where are you playing on Saturday, Nick?
Okay, so this Saturday, the band Suburban Tragedy and myself are playing at Janet's Landing.
Great.
It's a reunion concert for Suburban Tragedy.
Good.
Yeah. And it's also called the Tropical Trip Music Festival.
Okay.
TropicalTripMusicFest.com.
Great.
And you can get tickets there. If you buy tickets there, you can get the new Suburban Tragedy EP for free. It's the unmixed version. We're giving that away like right now. And wait, real quick. Tropical Trip Music Fest has like 20 bands. There are a ton of awesome bands. And hold on one second.
Really quick.
So Sean Scheller from Save the Radio started this whole festival, and it's going to be awesome. Shut up, dude. A year. Chill, give me a second. Okay,
He's not cursing.
Okay, so a portion of the proceeds goes to the victims that are being gonna be hurt in this hurricane, you know?
Sure.
So and there's like some 501cc that's happening. I don't know what else all means. I'm just a musician. but seriously, Jeremy Thomas Band, Save the Radio, Suburban Tragedy, Four Star Riot.
Yeah, we'll be there, we'll be there.
Yeah, we'll all be there. Yeah. And it's gonna be an awesome show. Suburban Tragedy goes on at 6 o'clock, and you can get tickets at Tropical Music Fest. Com.
Set it off. How happy are you guys that you don't have to play reunion shows quite yet?
Not yet.
Yeah, because it sucks that you have to like get everybody together from different states and then only have one day to do a practice.
Gaze into your future. Set it off.
It's right here.
You'll be a professional songwriter in Nashville, Tennessee.
So, okay, let's find out who's going to win this thing. Neil, who wins Set It Off versus Set It Off? Will it be Nick from Suburban Tragedy or the guys in Set It Off themselves?
I'm going to say the guys from Set It Off.
You think the guys in Set It Off?
Good choice.
Thank you for having some faith.
Their own stuff. All right, so then Connor on line two thinks that Nick, by default, will win this contest. All right, guys, you will answer Set It Off or Set It Off. Nick, you will go first.
I've never seen the band, and I've never heard your record.
Perfect.
I'm just kidding. I've never seen the movie.
Here's the line. Coming out the gate, I'm swinging, and if you're in my way, you'll feel it. Is that Set It Off or Set It Off? Coming out the gate, I'm
that
swinging.
That Set It Off.
No, I'm sorry. That Set It Off. Second question for the band.
All right.
You didn't even bother to ask me if I was thirsty, sister. Is that Set It Off or Set It Off?
As much as I wish that was one of our lyrics, that's not. That's the movie, Set It Off.
I'm sorry. The answer was Set It Off. Nick, for you, swing and miss, you're through. You're out of the loop. We're going to bury you alive. Is that Set It Off or Set It Off?
That's definitely Set It Off.
Sorry, dude. You guys are horrible. Set It Off, man. I guess we'll start doing band or movie then, since you guys are so bad at this. All right, band. You'll answer band or movie. Horrible kids. Would you look at what you did? It was your ignorance that formed a beast with your wit. Band or movie?
That's definitely band.
Band.
That is band. They knew their own lyrics.
In St. Pete.
Very good. Nikki, that's band one. Nick, zero. Nick, counting all this money is harder than working for Luther. Band or movie?
That's a Mr. Nick Sharp line.
No, is that a band or a movie?
Counting all this money, what?
His work is harder than working for Luther.
The movie.
That is the movie. It is 1-1. Hey, very good.
Listen, Luther's very mean. Okay.
All right. A band.
Ain't no fun.
Nobody can relieve me of my ghosts, but I refuse to let him define my soul. Set It Off the band or set it off the movie?
Band.
That is Set It Off the band. Very good.
See, they have an unfair advantage.
A little bit.
They sleep together.
A little bit.
I don't have a cheat sheet.
So what's the procedure when you have a gun to your head? What's the blank procedure when you have a gun to your head? Nick, is that Set It Off the band or Set It Off the movie?
The movie.
That is Set It Off the movie. We're
so
tied
confident.
At two. Very well done. Band, the only way we gonna see cash is if we take a bank. Set It Off band, Set It Off movie.
Now, wait a minute.
What?
Might be us.
No. It is indeed the movie. It sounds like a Queen Latifah line.
Set It Off the movie. Very well done. Nick, from Suburban Tragedy, Set It Off the band or Set It Off the movie? Frankie want to blow up a bank. Frankie want to rob a bank.
The band.
That is the movie.
The us,
I mean,
man.
That
it
sounds
tough.
Like somebody would be like,
Yeah, right? It'd be the gang vocals, right?
That is Set It Off the movie. That is two for Nick, three for the band.
I lose.
Not yet, but it is coming. Band, I can't quite contain or explain my evil ways or explain why I'm not sane. All I can say is this is your warning. I can't quite contain or explain my evil ways. Is that Set It Off the band or Set It Off the movie?
God, it's so dark when you just read it.
It's
us.
It is them. They are right. That's four for the band, two for Nick. Nick from Suburban Tragedy, is this Set It Off the movie or Set It Off the band? Y'all N-words done lost y'all mind. We might as well not even talk about this S no more. Is that Set It Off the band? Hopefully not. Or Set It Off the movie.
What's your name, buddy?
Kevin.
Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
You're an African-American person.
If I were you, I'd go with Set It Off.
I'm going to go ahead and say the movie.
That is the movie. Absolutely correct. That is 4-3. 4-3. Nick thanking Kevin for the help.
Somebody get Nick out of here.
And band, hey, we're taking our crown. We're taking it now, yeah. Hey, we never look back. We're uncontainable. Is that Set It Off the band or Set It Off the movie?
I'm glad it's us because in the context of a conversation, that sounds insane.
It does. And you are right. It is you. Last question. Nick from Suburban Tragedy. Cleo.
Is this a tiebreaker?
Yes. Cleo, I done told you I'm strictly dickly. Is that Set It Off the band?
It is the movie. I win.
Everybody's a winner. Give Neil something.
Hey, don't feel bad. You guys still have a musical career.
I will say, Strictly Dickly is not going to be in a new song.
No, nothing.
We're changing the name of the album to Strictly Dickly.
That is a new name.
One more day to get it.
I mean, delaying the release by a day, but it is worth it.
It's important.
It is worth it to not be Strictly Dickly. All right, so Suburban Tragedy playing at Janus on Saturday night.
Yep.
Tonight, you've got the guys in Set It Off playing at the State Theater. Their new album, Upside Down, out tomorrow. Stream it exclusively right now on Conan O'Brien's website, teamcococo.com. Check out their website, setitoffband.com. Why don't we have them play one final number before they have to go back to the State Theater? Is that okay? You guys good with that?
Yeah.
Excellent. Nick, anything else you'd like to add while we still have you here?
Yeah, really quick.
Oh, geez. Oh, it's never quick.
Just shut up, dude. All right, so basically, there's a sandwich named after me at Shlomo Gourmet Deli in Palm Harbor, Florida. And it's so awesome. And listen, George is the owner of Shlomo Gourmet. Just gave me like $50 of gift certificates for you guys.
Oh, thank
you. To
man.
Eat a Mr. Nick Sharp sandwich,
man,
dude.
We don't want
you can finally take a legend in the mouth, Seth.
I can't wait to taste Nick Sharp.
Tell Kevin what's on your stupid
what's on your
sandwich.
It's the jerk turkey, hot, spicy boar's head yumminess. And tabbouleh and fresh goodness and Greek secret sauce and stuff.
You say jerk turkey, Nick?
Yeah.
So Nick Sharp jerk in my mouth.
It's actually called the Mr. Nick Sharp Jerk Turkey Gourmet Sandwich at Shlomo Gourmet Deli in Palm Harbor.
Well, I can't wait to have a little bit of you in my mouth, Nick.
I can't wait to be inside of it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, man. Good to see you.
Now please leave.
All right. So the guys.
This is so awkward.
The guys in Set It Off right now playing at the State Theater tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, playing a Saturday. Thanks. You guys were great. It is Set It Off right here on Drew Garabo Live.
It's called Something New.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-da. Well, I've been stuck in my head, wondering what's it gonna take to break the mold. Well, I'm searching for something. That fire and that lightning that I used to think was uncontainable. And if there's one thing in my life that I've been fighting day and night, well, it's the fear of changing nothing. Oh, eh, I feel I've opened up my eyes. I shook that worry from my mind. I checked that clock and it's still running. So let me show you something new. I need a little revolution. This could be it, like a revelation. Make you see that a change is overdue. Let me show you something new. Ba-da-ba-da. Well, I think it, I say it, I write it, erase it, and I break my back so I don't let you down.
That's right.
'Cause I'm restless and twisted, strung out, addicted to chasing after picture perfect sound. And if there's one thing in my life that I've been fighting day and night, well, it's my fear of flying standby. Oh, eh, I feel I've opened up my eyes. I shook that nightmare from my mind. I checked that clock, and now it's my time. So let me show you something new. I need a little revolution. This could be like a revelation. Make you see that a change is overdue. Let me show you something new. We strike the match, ignite the room. Let's turn up the sound to something new. Breathe in the fire, then breathe it out. Sing it back.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-da.
Let's do it. We strike the match, ignite the room. Let's turn up the sound to something new. Breathe in the fire, then breathe it out. Sing it back. So let me show you something new. I need a little revolution. This could be like a revelation. You see that a change is overdue. Let me show you something new. Let me show you something new. I need a little revolution. This could be like a revelation. Make you see that a change is overdue. Let me show you something new.